I feel nice. All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice. I want to welcome Dr. Carl Orringer, MD. He's got a bunch of programs that help patients with difficult-to-manage cholesterol and triglyceride levels, and also helps prevent heart disease. It was awkward for me to say, but it's easy for him to implement. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Well, thanks very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you know, I really didn't think much about this because I've got good cholesterol counts. I get tested a couple times a year. And I was sitting down with one of my clients. He's a 27-year-old young man, just came over from overseas. And I told him you were going to be on the show. And he goes, oh, my God, I've got to listen to that. I go, you're a young kid. He goes, I'm genetically predisposed to having high cholesterol. And that's when it hit me. This can strike anybody.
Well, you're right. As a matter of fact, as you talked about your friend, It is very clear that there are some people who carry genes that cause very high cholesterol level, and when they have those genes, the problem is that they deposit cholesterol in the walls of their arteries, resulting in an increased risk of heart attack and stroke and other complications. So when we identify those individuals, we first of all try to take a careful look at them to see if they have any signs of heart disease, any other vascular disease issues. And importantly, we also make sure that we screen their relatives because in many cases you can find similar problems in other family members. Most importantly, though, these individuals need to be on treatment at an early age so that they can be in a position to be prevented. They could be in a position to have a lower likelihood of developing heart disease as time goes on.
Now, what are some of the things that you're doing over at UHealth? You've come there, you know, you're a leading, you know, got this novel program over there. What do you got going on there?
Well, there are lots of things that we do to help to identify patients who might potentially be in trouble with regard to their cardiovascular health. One of the first things we do is to take a careful history. We want to find out if a person has risk factors that predispose them to blood vessel disease. Do they have high blood pressure? Do they have a history of high cholesterol? Are they cigarette smokers? Do they have diabetes? Are they overweight or obese? Do they consistently not do physical activity? Do they have unhealthy diets? So these are the things that we try to find out from the very beginning. And then after that, we ask them about symptoms that might suggest cardiovascular problems. Are they experiencing chest discomfort on physical activity? Do they become short of breath? Do they have feelings of rapid or erratic heartbeats? Are their calf muscles hurting them when they walk? Are they having symptoms that suggest that they're unusually fatigued during physical activity? All of these can be signs that they may actually have cardiovascular disease that they did not know was present previously.
Wow.
And so all of those are important issues in a history. On a physical exam, we try to find out if there are any obvious signs that vascular disease are present. What is their blood pressure? Is their pulse regular or irregular? Is it fast or slow? Do they have abnormal heart exams? Is their circulation good? And then we do tests as are appropriate to determine what else should be considered in helping this patient to avoid problems with their heart.
Now, I wanted to ask a question. I don't have any like sheet or note or anything. I just watch TV. And it seems to me that about a week or so ago, I saw this whole big thing about a re-examination of how statins should be used, which is just a type of medicine that people use for this type of stuff. What's going on with that?
Okay, so there are a couple of very important things. First of all, statins are cholesterol-lowering medicines, but more importantly, statins are heart attack and stroke-preventing medicines that happen to lower cholesterol. So a lot of people think of statins as primarily being cholesterol-lowering treatments, but I ask my patients to think about statins as heart attack and stroke-preventing treatments that happen to lower cholesterol. And that's the reason that we use them. But we don't use them in everybody. We use them in selected individuals who are at higher risk for vascular disease. Now, there are occasionally individuals who you might not think by looking at them, like your friend who was very thin, who had that predisposition genetically to high cholesterol. Those individuals definitely need statins. People who have a history of heart attacks or stents or bypass, they need statins. People who have a history of blocked arteries in their legs, they benefit from statins. The question, of course, then becomes, well, what if you don't have any of those conditions, but you're kind of concerned about your risk? And then that's when your doctor has to take a careful look at you, really make a careful analysis of what your potential risk is, and then discuss with you very carefully the pros and cons of primarily diet and exercise approaches versus the consideration of medication.
What other medicines are there out there on the shelf today or coming that are important for us to discuss?
Well, you know, first of all, the most important medical forms of treatment for high cholesterol are the statins, unquestionably. And statins are generally extremely well-tolerated. The most common side effect related to statins are muscle aches or occasionally some muscle weakness, but usually this can be handled very readily by either adjusting the dosage or switching to a different statin. Now, if it turns out that a person is unable to tolerate one or two statins, then that's a situation where I frequently am called. The doctor wants to know, what do I do at this time? And what I usually do as a first step there is to determine whether a patient truly needs a statin. If it is clear that they need a statin, then the next approach would be for me to work with that patient to use a different statin. Sometimes I've had patients who did not tolerate five different statins and were perfect on the sixth. Hmm. So it's really a question of how patient any given individual is and how much they're willing to work with you to get on the treatment that will protect them. What's exciting in the cardiovascular field is that there is a new category of medications that are likely going to be approved very, very shortly, and these are called PCSK9 inhibitors. And what those numbers and letters stand for isn't important, but what the concept is that these forms of treatment are extremely effective in lowering cholesterol levels, and there's some early signals that they also will likely be very powerful in preventing heart disease. So these medications are being evaluated by the FDA, and we will have a decision about the safety and the category of individuals who will be allowed to use these medicines very shortly. Now, one of the disadvantages is that this is a medicine that has to be given subcutaneously, so it's given by injection. But the nice part is it's given only once every 2 weeks, or in some cases once every 4 weeks, and can cause dramatic reductions in bad cholesterol in the range of 60%. So this is a great advance in science, and it's being studied very, very carefully, because it's one thing to lower cholesterol, but it's another to lower heart attack risk, and we need to know definitively that not only are we lowering the cholesterol, but we're also reducing a person's heart attack risk.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about this very serious subject, Doctor, and I hope we can get you on again sometime soon to go over it again, because there's always new people listening and everybody needs to hear about this. If people want to come to your clinic and see you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, probably the best thing to do is to call my administrative assistant, which is, she can be reached at area code 305-585-5523. And Julie will be happy to be of help to you if you feel that you want evaluation for your risk and to find out what we can do to be of better service to you.
Okay, I want everybody to get a pencil again. We're going to give them another 5 seconds. Go get your pencil, because this is important. There's a lot of you out there that really need to evaluate whether or not you need to be on statins or get this new medication. Whatever it is you need to do, you got to go get your physical so that you know whether or not you need. I mean, it all starts with getting a physical, right, Doctor?
You're right. It sure does.
Now, where can they get you? What's the phone number again? Everybody's got their pencil. Here we go.
The phone number is area code 305. 585-5523.
All right. I want to thank you so much for coming back to Miami, Doctor. Dr. Carl Orringer, and for the record, he's a triple cane. He did his residency down here even. The man is green and orange all the way. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thanks, Jim, very much.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this with somebody who I know bleeds orange and blue, Mike Kranitz. We'll be right back after this. We'll talk about software to help you improve your events management. Back after this.